In Iraq today, three British soldiers were killed and another wounded in the southern city of Basra. Their vehicle crashed after coming under fire from gunmen in a car. In Baghdad, UN staff went back to work today in tents and makeshift offices 4 days after a devastating car bombing of their headquarters. Some 24 people were killed, including the chief of the UN mission in Iraq. In the United States, there's been speculation about who carried out the attack and who was to blame for the apparently lax security around the UN. To get a sense of reaction to this in the Middle East and in Europe, we've turned to two journalists, Hisham Melham, the Washington correspondent for Asafir newspaper, published in Lebanon, and Constance Stelzenmüller. She's the national security correspondent of Die Zeit and joins us on the line from Hamburg, Germany. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Let's start with Constance Stelzenmüller. Germany, of course, as a Security Council member, argued against the war, and now after the war, Constance, for a greater UN role in Iraq. Who are the Germans blaming for the attack on UN headquarters?
Well, the Germans at this point aren't blaming anybody, because it's obviously still very, very unclear why this was done. I think a hitherto unknown group claimed responsibility for this recently, but as we know, that doesn't always turn out to be true. I think the question uppermost on people's minds in my country is whether Germany or whether Europe should engage more in Iraq, and under what conditions.
Is that a shift in mood? Because certainly during the war and just before it, Germany's leaders vowed that that would not happen.
Well, there is a mixed mood here. There is a sense of schadenfreude and told-you-so self-righteousness, of course, in some quarters. In other quarters, which I would describe as a little more enlightened, there is a feeling of introspection as well, a recognition that diplomatic mistakes were made, that Germany's uncompromising, unconditional anti-war stance was not just not subtle, but perhaps added to the sense of division in the Security Council, and perhaps even hardened American resolve.
Hisham Melham, what is the speculation in the Arab world about who was behind this attack?
Well, there are many speculations, obviously. There are many groups laying claims to all sorts of actions and attacks taking place in Iraq against the American and British soldiers there. But many Arabs also are blaming the United States politically for creating the kind of political security atmosphere that allows these attacks to take place. But even in a region that has been numbed maybe in the past after such attacks, many people were horrified at the nihilism of the attacks, particularly the one that took place in Baghdad, and to a lesser extent the one that took place in Jerusalem. So there's a great deal of confusion, and some people are beginning to engage in introspection and self-criticism, and because for a while some people in the Arab media and Arab politics almost romanticize suicide attacks just or any kind of violence that takes place against the enemy, quote-unquote, whether the enemy is the United States or Israel.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some examples of what you mean? I mean, where do you see that occurring?
Oh, there were commentary to that effect in my paper and in papers published in London and in other parts of the Arab world. People also in the context of Iraq are saying, who are these groups that are waging these attacks, not only on the coalition forces, but on the Iraqi infrastructure, bombing water pipes and oil pipelines and attacking foreign missions such as the Jordanian embassy and recently, the attack on the UN headquarters. I mean, surely nobody who could claim that the interest of the Iraqi people is in mind when we do these things. Obviously, nobody will believe you. So that's why, I mean, the senselessness of these attacks are forcing people, even those who used to automatically support any kind of action, even if it's a violent action against the Americans or Israelis, are trying to maybe now search for some kind of sense in these seemingly senseless acts.
Is there, for all that the achievements of the U.S.-led coalition is saying that have been accomplished on the ground in Iraq, whether it's a nudge towards participatory government or schools or some of the repairs that have been made. Is there a sense that globally the world is less secure after this war rather than more secure? Constance?
Well, I think your listeners know about the Pew polls.
The Pew Research Center, you're
talking about.
The
Pew Research Center's poll, exactly. And one of the most alarming findings of this poll was that opinion of the United States politics, not so much its society, but its politics had plummeted in Arab societies. Now, if this were to translate into a disaffection leading to violence, leading to terrorism, that would be disastrous. None of us have an interest in that happening. And this is why European and Arab engagement in the Middle East and in Iraq specifically is so important.
Constance Stelzenmüller is the national security correspondent of Die Zeit, and Hisham Melham is the Washington correspondent for Asafir newspaper published in Lebanon. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.